FERC rejects PJM definition of co-located load, written by Devin Leith Yeshin, and read by an automated voice. FERC partly approved PJM's proposed clarifications on the interconnection requirements for generators seeking to serve adjacent load, but it rejected the RTO's proposed definition of co-located load, finding that it deviated from the Commission's directive. The compliance filing was among many directed by FERC in its December 2025 order finding PJM's tariff unjust and unreasonable because it was unclear on the rates, terms and conditions that apply to customers seeking co-located service and to the generators seeking to serve them. PJM's tariff revisions, approved during the Commission's monthly open meeting April 16, allow for a new resource serving adjacent load to qualify for accelerated interconnection at the first two decision points in the process if no network upgrades are identified by the RTO. They also clarify that resources are eligible to request provisional interconnection service, allowing them to enter service before their network upgrades are complete under certain circumstances. But the Commission took issue with PJM seeking to define co-collocation as configurations where the end-use customer is on the same side of the point of change in ownership rather than the point of interconnection, or POI, which the Commission had mandated in its order. It required PJM to submit a compliance filing within 30 days to revise its definition to use POI. PJM merely asserts that point of interconnection is inappropriate because it could include connection to transmission owner interconnection facilities, the Commission wrote. However, PJM fails to demonstrate why point of change in ownership is consistent with the Commission's directive in the PJM collocation order that PJM adopt the definition of co-located load specified therein, which uses point of interconnection, and the record here suggests PJM's proposed modification to this definition may lead to uncertainty or delays for parties in co-located load configurations. PJM sought to include the alternate definition to avoid transmission owners' interconnection infrastructure from being captured by the rules, but Constellation Energy argued the change would effectively grant TOs a veto over co-located configurations. Several TOs and PJM responded that Constellation's concerns were based on speculative claims that TOs would operate in a discriminatory manner. The Independent Market Monitor threw its weight behind PJM's proposal, noting that if allegations of discrimination arise, it would investigate them. Constellation wrote it had been told by a TO that a collocation request would not be considered unless it agreed to surrender ownership of some interconnection facilities to the utility, which would prevent the company from hosting co-located load under PJM's proposal. The Commission rejected as out of scope a protest from storage developers requesting further revisions from PJM to allow storage resources to nominate joint withdrawal limits and reflect them in interconnection studies. Without such language, they argued that co-location configurations including storage might be required to pay for network upgrades they will not use. FERC also found as out of scope a protest from the monitor arguing that the compliance filing did not address the reliability implications of data centers seeking to co-locate with existing resources, potentially taking large amounts of capacity out of the RTO's markets. The Commission is also considering a compliance filing that would establish three new transmission service options for co-located load that the RTO submitted in February.